Losing you wasn't a mistake for them. It was a calculated punishment. You need to let that thought sink deep into their chest, heavy and immovable, like a forgotten brick. Because, chosen one, your departure did more than just create a moment of silence. It initiated a catastrophic curse that has meticulously wrapped itself around their entire life, systematically squeezing every single thing they thought they had under control. They actually believed they could survive your absence. They genuinely thought they could find a replacement, some inferior stand-in. They were arrogant enough to believe you were utterly forgettable. Now, the cosmos itself is roaring with laughter right in their faces, delivering the undeniable reality. Losing someone of your caliber is a depth of loss from which true recovery is impossible. Picture this vividly. Imagine a person deliberately smashing their own oxygen tank because they foolishly decided the uncontrolled air outside was somehow superior. A reckless, brazen, fundamentally stupid move, right? Until the moment that tank violently shatters, and suddenly they are on the ground, frantically clawing for a breath they can no longer find. That is the precise, devastating event that unfolded the moment they released you. They weren't just incorrect in their judgment. They were cataclysmically stupid, bold, wrong, and now utterly crushed. And the universe simply does not permit that level of hubris to slide. Your absence slammed into their world like a total blackout across a massive city that relied on a single power grid. Everything, all their illusions, all their perceived stability, went dark simultaneously. And here is a truth, screaming confirmation that you were right from the very beginning. Scientific studies clearly demonstrate that when people lose the source of their emotional stability, the brain triggers a reaction identical to physical withdrawal. This is real, clinical withdrawal. The same hyperstressed nervous systems, the same waves of panic, the same total emotional crash. No dramatic embellishment is even necessary. Science has already clinically exposed the severity of their dysfunction without you. But this goes beyond mere biology. This is meticulously orchestrated cosmic payback. They didn't just lose a person. They lost their foundational anchor, their necessary balance, their absolute shield. And now that you have vanished, their entire life feels like an irreparable system glitch they cannot fix or reboot. Chosen one, thank you for even pausing to be here right now. Don't forget to pay this message forward by pressing that like button and subscribing so this urgent truth can penetrate more deserving souls. It is a shared mission for all of us to spread light and expose the shadows. Thank you for being an active part of this force. You are not just a viewer. You are an essential piece of a massive, unstoppable force. Now, let's slide right back into the topic because the weight of this truth only gets heavier. Your absence didn't just inflict pain on them. It exposed the very core of their character. When you were present in their life, you held things together effortlessly, almost subconsciously. You were the profound calm that prevented their personal storms from escalating into unavoidable disasters. You were the steady, grounding voice they consistently failed to appreciate. You were the potent energy field that kept their fragile world precisely in place. They treated you as if you were disposable, an extra component. But the blinding truth is, you were the unacknowledged foundation they relied upon far more than they ever dared to admit. And the day you finally walked away, the universe dramatically retracted your protective aura from their perimeter. That is the singular reason why everything around them started to violently break apart. Their current relationships feel profoundly fake. Their late night, desperate distractions offer no numbness whatsoever. The curse they are currently feeling isn't some mystical magic. It is raw, inescapable reality. When they lost you, they lost the one singular person who genuinely, deeply cared. When they disrespected you, they disrespected the very energetic force that prevented their life from falling apart completely. You were the critical light in their perpetually dark room. You were the necessary warmth in their emotionally frozen world. You were the stability and balance they carelessly took for granted. Their boundless arrogance allowed them to believe they could thrive without you. Now, they are being forced to learn the hardest lesson of all. Your absence is a perpetual, suffocating shadow that follows them into every corner. They once thought you were too much. Now, they are haunted, constantly, by everything that made you extraordinarily special. Your profound honesty, your incredible depth, your unwavering loyalty, your powerful presence. They tried desperately to act as if you were replaceable. But every subsequent replacement feels precisely like drinking muddy, stagnant water after having tasted pure, crystalline spring water. They downgraded their entire existence, but they were too blind to realize it until it was irreversibly too late. And now, here is the part they strive desperately to conceal. They are constantly checking your energy without ever needing to open your actual profile. They think about you obsessively when they should be sleeping soundly. They remember you with startling clarity when they hear certain, specific songs. They replay the sound of your voice in their mind, over and over, like a broken, malfunctioning record they possess no way of shutting off. They pretend vigorously that they don't care, but their entire world bends and warps agonizingly around your massive absence. You left a permanent mark they cannot possibly erase. Your absence didn't just curse them. It ripped open their whole character for the universe to see. It revealed precisely how emotionally weak and fundamentally fragile they truly were. It exposed how heavily they depended on your energy just to feel momentarily important. It showed them that everything they bragged about was merely built upon the foundation of your unyielding support. And now, they are left standing terrified amidst the smoking ruins of their own catastrophic choices, trying futilely to act like everything is fine, while the universe patiently watches them inevitably sink. And you, chosen one, you are dramatically rising. Your peace has returned completely. Your clarity has expanded exponentially. Your blessings have started to flow freely because you finally removed the blockage. Their toxic energy was a suffocating chain around your neck. The absolute moment you decisively cut that chain, your entire life underwent a monumental, immediate shift. You glow in ways you never did before. You move lighter, unburdened. You think sharper, clearer. You attract better, higher quality experiences. The universe has opened doors for you that remained stubbornly stuck shut when they were still in your life. Losing them was never a loss. It was a powerful release. But for them, losing you was the curse itself. The universe never punished you, punished them. And now they are trapped, doomed to endlessly relive the exact moment they allowed the best thing in their life to walk away permanently. And chosen one, thank you for sticking with me through this vital truth. Before we delve even deeper, pause for a necessary second and truly internalize what this profound message is unlocking inside you. Your absence became their personalized curse, and what comes next will explain precisely why they are utterly unable to escape the inescapable, corrosive regret currently burning through their life. Drop the number 777 in the comments below if you can already feel the universe exposing the weak ones who tried so desperately to break you. And if you wish to push this mission even further, bless the dedicated team behind this message with a super thanks. It truly doesn't matter if it's a small token or a stack of gifts. Every contribution keeps this liberating truth alive and helps it reach the specific people who need it the most right now. And now, let's get into the real step-by-step breakdown. If you are truly the chosen one, you will feel an undeniable pull, a spiritual gravity, to stay right here until the very last word is delivered. Let's begin. Number one, they threw dirt on you. Now they're drowning in it. Mocking you was the easiest, most self-serving thing for them to do. Living perpetually with the resulting regret, that is the part that is meticulously and slowly killing them. Your absence didn't just hurt them, chosen one. It brutally exposed them. It cracked open every single lie they had ever told themselves and others. The very same people who acted like you were a forgettable transaction now feel your silence cutting deep into their days like a piece of cold surgical metal. The same individuals who smirked carelessly at your pain now wake up every single morning confronting their own self-inflicted misery. They didn't merely lose you. They lost the one person whose life-giving energy single-handedly prevented their existence from collapsing entirely. And now, the universe is forcing them, against their will, to face the full agonizing consequences of their actions. At this juncture, you might be asking yourself, why are they crashing so violently now? Why are they suddenly so deeply miserable? Because they ruthlessly used your inherent worth as their personal emotional punching bag. They treated your profound kindness as if it were a weakness to be exploited. They laughed dismissively at your fierce loyalty, as if it somehow made you small and insignificant. But again, the universe does not permit that transgression to slide. When someone intentionally mocks a divine blessing, the resulting loss becomes their inescapable curse. And losing you was the first massive fracture in their entire precarious structure. Imagine someone violently smashing the only lantern they possessed in a pitch-black cave because they genuinely thought they could navigate without its light. That is exactly what they did when they disastrously underestimated your powerful presence. They broke the very thing that provided them clarity and direction. They thought the surrounding darkness would be thrilling, exciting, perhaps even different. But now, they are endlessly bumping into unforgiving walls, tripping over every single mistake they make, and living in abject terror of their own intrusive thoughts. Because without you, their entire inner world went pitch black. They didn't just mock your worth. They were completely pathologically dependent upon it. Your boundless patience carried their weight. Your profound empathy softened their internal chaos. Your vibrant energy covered their numerous, glaring flaws. Your steady presence kept them from completely falling apart. But they never once realized the gravity of this. They were too deeply wrapped up in their fragile ego to ever admit they were standing on ground you were actively holding together. And the moment you finally walked away, that ground violently cracked beneath their feet. Now, they choke on every single memory, every moment of your generosity, every truth you spoke, every small kindness they arrogantly ignored. They obsessively replay the spiteful things they said, the staggering disrespect they displayed, the cruel jokes they made at your expense. They convinced themselves it was all harmless fun. Now, those same jokes feel like thick, tightening ropes constricting around their chest. They simply cannot escape the suffocating weight of their own destructive actions because the universe absolutely refuses to let them forget what they consciously did to someone so exceptionally rare. The people they ran to are empty shells. The faces they now entertain are dull and lifeless. The validation they endlessly chase is flimsy and unsatisfying. They tried desperately to replace you in the same way someone attempts to replace a shattered phone screen with a cheap, shoddy knockoff. It might function momentarily, perhaps for a day, maybe a week. Then it glitches, it cracks, it begins to cut their fingers, and it inevitably breaks again. That is precisely how their new options feel to them. Nothing sticks. Nothing satisfies. Nothing truly fills the massive, gaping void you left behind. And let's be explicitly clear. You were the blessing they never deserved. You were the one who consistently showed up with integrity. You were the one possessing real depth, real warmth, real loyalty. They simply mocked what they lacked the capacity to understand. They laughed at what they could never possibly match. Their insults were never actually about you. They were a desperate attempt to cover their deep-seated insecurity. Your incredible inner glow constantly reminded them how profoundly dull they were. Your huge heart reminded them how hollow and empty they felt. So they sought to tear you down, thinking it would make them appear taller. But here is the devastating plot twist they never saw coming. Your absence instantaneously became their karma. Every time they feel that crushing emptiness in their chest, that is your powerful silence at work. Every time they attempt to forge a connection with someone new and it immediately falls flat, that is the universe reminding them exactly what they carelessly threw away. Every time they scroll aimlessly through their phone and feel that agonizing, irresistible urge to reach out but find they cannot, that is the curse settling in deeper, cementing their regret. You didn't have to utter a single word. You didn't have to seek revenge. The sheer lack of you is accomplishing everything necessary. They mocked your true worth, but now they are irreversibly addicted to your memory. They once acted like they could live completely without you, but now they cannot even enjoy a full, uninterrupted day without being painfully triggered by something that relentlessly reminds them of you. Even the things they thought they liked now taste like flavorless cardboard. Their laughter sounds horribly forced. Their current relationships feel profoundly shallow. Their peace is gone, vanished. Your absence has flipped their entire reality upside down. Think of them as someone who carelessly tossed away a seed because it looked small and insignificant. They failed to realize it was the seed of a massive, life-sustaining tree that would have provided them with shade, protection, fruit, and long-term stability. They spat on it and walked away. Now they sit scorching under a burning, unforgiving sun, starving, thirsty, miserable, staring hopelessly at the empty ground where that magnificent tree should have stood. That tangible emptiness is your absence. That corrosive regret is their new, permanent shadow. And here is the brutal truth that would really sting them if they ever heard this message. They didn't just lose someone good. They lost a monumental turning point in their life. Someone who actively wanted to see them win and succeed. Someone who gave them a level of profound comfort they never once earned. Someone who made their life easier without even consciously trying. You were their necessary piece in a world that constantly attacked them. Their colossal ego convinced them to disrespect you. That same colossal ego is now the singular reason they suffer so agonizingly. Your absence is not just a bruise. It is a permanent, lifelong scar etched onto their soul. They might move on physically, finding new places or new faces, but mentally, emotionally, and energetically, they are nowhere near healed. People can pretend convincingly online, pretend to their friends, pretend to their shallow replacements. But regret is an insistent shadow that simply refuses to go away. It follows them into every trivial conversation, into every terrifying quiet moment, into every single failed attempt at connection. They lost you in the name of pride. And now that same choking pride prevents them from ever admitting how much they desperately want you back. But the universe observes everything, and it possesses a devastatingly funny way of perfectly balancing the scales. When someone mocks the chosen one, the universe mocks them tenfold. And when you finally leave, life violently pulls the curtain back on their act. All the chaos you previously protected them from finally reaches them. All the internal disorder you skillfully held back now floods their world, unchecked. They foolishly thought you were the weak one. Now, they are on their knees, praying desperately for the simple peace they only ever had when you were consistently around. Meanwhile, you rise higher, you heal deeper, you grow stronger, and every single step you take forward feels like another weight tightening around their regret. They watch you from afar, pretending convincingly that they don't care, pretending they have moved on, pretending you never mattered at all. But their tormented soul knows the truth. Their broken life knows the truth. The universe knows the truth. They mocked your inherent worth. Now they choke on it. And chosen one, here is the knowledge that should grant you immense strength. Their profound regret is not a mere compliment. It is categorical confirmation. Confirmation that you were never, ever the problem. Confirmation that your heart and intentions were authentic and real. Confirmation that your energy was undeniably rare. Confirmation that your absence is powerful enough to fundamentally shake and destroy an entire life. You don't rise because they regret losing you. You rise because you have finally seen your own worth without needing their pathetic approval. Their regret is simply the distant echo of their own catastrophic mistake. It is the distinct sound of karma doing exactly what it was designed to do. So as they sit alone in the crumbling ruins of their choices, always remember this. You were never forgettable. You were never replaceable. You were never weak. They threw dirt on you, convinced it would bury you forever. Instead, you utilized that dirt to grow unshakable roots. And now they are the ones drowning in the very same dirt they threw. Your worth never changed one bit. Their perception was irrevocably altered. And now that altered perception is efficiently destroying them from the inside out. Chosen one, this triumphant chapter belongs entirely to you. Their hollow regret is just background noise. Your ascent is the only story that matters. Number two, when you cut them off, their whole system crashed. Taking you for granted was their careless choice. Losing you forever was their inevitable punishment. Your energy functioned as their vital shelter. Now they are left standing directly in the middle of the storm with no roof, exposed and vulnerable. They didn't miss you first. They missed the critical power you provided them. You weren't truly their partner. You were their emotional life support system, which they arrogantly assumed would never be unplugged. Chosen one, the exact moment you decisively pulled your stabilizing energy back, their world didn't just shift slightly. It collapsed spectacularly. People like them always project an image of strength until you remove the one thing actively keeping them alive, your constant presence. They thought losing you meant simply losing one person, but losing you meant losing their entire, singular source of emotional oxygen. They were utterly unprepared. They never are, because emotional parasites never anticipate that the host will eventually wake up and fight back. You might still be silently wondering, were they genuinely that dependent on me? Was I truly their emotional lifeline? And the difficult truth is an emphatic yes. Yes, you were the lifeline. Everything about their external life was secretly wired directly into your energy, your endless patience, your unyielding support, your emotional stability. They fed on it aggressively, assuming it was unlimited, believing you would never actually walk away, thinking you were bound to them out of some misplaced obligation. They tragically confused your loyalty for structural weakness. They mistook your generous nature for a permanent, endless supply. But the universe eventually opens the host's eyes, and the moment your eyes opened fully, there's closed into a terrifying darkness. Imagine the scenario. Someone standing shivering in the deep cold, holding a warm, expensive jacket they didn't appreciate, and then tossing it carelessly aside because they declared they didn't need it anymore. The second that jacket hits the frozen ground, the ambient temperature instantly drops even lower, the cutting wind slices harder, and reality brutally slaps them across the face. That jacket was you. That warmth was you. And the deep, penetrating cold biting into their very bones now? That is the precise feeling of your massive absence. Here is another potent analogy. Picture a phone stuck at 1% battery, desperate for a charger, yet still maintaining the facade that everything is perfectly fine. That was them, and you were the necessary charger. Your powerful energy kept them functioning, kept their volatile emotions steady, prevented their deeply rooted insecurities from swallowing them whole. They mocked and devalued you while actively draining the last reserves of your power. But when you finally unplugged yourself, their screen instantly blacked out. No more fake brightness, no more forced stability, just a dead, unresponsive system staring back at them. And the most brutal example of all. Imagine a struggling plant that only keeps growing because someone diligently waters it every single day. The plant never once thanks the person who waters it. It just constantly takes and takes until one day the watering stops entirely. Suddenly, the leaves instantly dry, the color violently fades, and the roots panic wildly. Not because the sun changed, not because the soil changed, but because the life source was cut off. That is their existence now. You were the water. They were only surviving because of your relentless effort. They were not partners in life. They were parasites thinly dressed as partners. They extracted your peace and gave you confusion. They consumed your valuable time and handed you stress. They took your emotional stability and returned chaos. They completely drained you and still possessed the arrogance to act as though you weren't enough for them. But parasites only thrive when the host conveniently forgets its inherent power. And chosen one, the exact moment you remembered who you fundamentally were, the moment you recognized your immeasurable worth, the parasite instantly lost access to the one thing it cannot survive without, your vital energy. They didn't truly love you. They pathologically needed you. That is the massive difference. Love grows and deepens with mutual care. Need grows with parasitic desperation. And now their desperate need is efficiently eating them alive from within. Let's address a question your rational mind might still whisper. Why are they struggling so severely now? Why are they genuinely unable to function without me? Why does my absence still relentlessly haunt them? Because every single thing they ever pretended to be originated from the stable energy you consistently provided. You kept them thoroughly grounded. You kept them remarkably calm. You kept them perfectly balanced. You were the unrecognized emotional shield they never once acknowledged. Without you, the profound insecurity they spent years burying violently breaks out. The crippling loneliness they desperately ran from finally catches them. The uncomfortable truth they obsessively avoided now stares them directly in the face. They are not experiencing mere heartbreak. They are undergoing emotional withdrawal. Real, clinical withdrawal. The kind that forces the physical body into a full panic and sends the mind spiraling out of control. The kind that strikes when someone loses their essential source of emotional regulation. They were never addicted to your physical presence. They were addicted to the specific, powerful way being around you made them feel. Safe, incredibly important, validated, and psychologically whole. But they would never admit that profound reliance because parasites never thank the host. They simply expect the host to serve eternally. Here is one final metaphor. Imagine this. Picture someone sitting in a broken, leaky boat, bragging loudly that the water will never sink them. They laugh mockingly at the cracks. They aggressively ignore the leaks. They boast about their perceived freedom. But the moment the person who was quietly, diligently patching the whole steps decisively off the boat, the entire vessel immediately goes under. That person quietly patching the holes was you. They believed they were floating successfully on their own innate power. It turns out they were floating entirely on your relentless, unacknowledged efforts. Chosen one, your energy was their core stability. When they lost it, their entire inner world instantly transformed into unmanageable chaos. They now wake up feeling heavy and leaden. Their thoughts race uncontrollably. Their sleep is fragmented and broken. Their emotions swing wildly out of control. That is not a coincidence. That is the devastating effect you had on their fragile system. Without your internal light, their world is cold and utterly colorless. Without your presence, their life feels exactly like a glitchy, broken system they possess no ability to reboot. And here is the exquisite irony. They wasted so much precious time trying desperately to look powerful and superior in front of you, but now they realize the only time they ever possessed any real strength was when they were actively feeding on yours. They did not outgrow you. They outgrew access to the potent energy they had been stealing. Their mask is slipping badly. Their false confidence is shaking violently. Their new connections feel profoundly empty. Their distractions fail to satisfy. Their ego is violently cracking. They are starving for a quality of energy they will never taste again because you didn't just walk away. You locked the gate permanently. You bolted the door shut. You unplugged the critical cord they depended on for survival. And the universe has made absolutely certain they feel every agonizing second of that loss. Let's address the question some chosen ones still ask. Did they ever truly care? If everything was based on a lie and need, why did they occasionally act attached? Because parasites cling the hardest when they sense the host is finally waking up to the truth. When they sensed you gaining critical clarity and preparing to leave, they held you tighter. Not out of love, but out of fear. Fear of losing the very system that had been deceptively keeping them alive. Fear of losing the person who seamlessly and tirelessly covered the deep, crippling flaws they refused to acknowledge. Fear of losing the vital, surging energy that was the only thing capable of making their fundamentally empty existence feel temporarily, deceptively full. You were the generator powering their broken, dilapidated world, the central source of all their perceived functionality. And once that generator shut off, the lights went out instantly, the restorative warmth disappeared, and they were finally forced to confront the chilling, undeniable truth they had so desperately avoided for so long. They have absolutely nothing without you, nothing genuine, nothing deeply rooted, nothing intrinsic that could ever make them feel spiritually whole. Now, their days drag on eternally, their volatile emotions feel crushingly heavy. Their assumed confidence feels transparently fake, worn like a cheap costume. Their superficial connections feel utterly dull and lifeless. Their very chest feels a profound, aching hollow. That is the painful reality of withdrawal. That is the consequence of true starvation. That is precisely what happens when a parasitic entity loses the dedicated, life-giving host they had viciously fed on for far too long. And chosen one, here is the critical insight the universe is urgently compelling you to grasp. The parasite never possessed the true power. You held it all along. The host always retained the ultimate power to detach. The host always had the sovereign right and capacity to end the cycle of abuse and drainage. You have finally remembered that inescapable truth. You finally realize that continuing to give your precious, life-sustaining energy to someone who only ever takes is a protracted, agonizing, slow death, and with fierce resolution, you refuse to die for them. Your decisive absence exposed the brittle, fragile truth they desperately hid behind an inflated ego. It violently showed the world how monumentally weak they truly are without your unwavering support. It revealed how utterly lost and adrift they become when you are not there to patiently guide them through their own chaos. It showed how devastatingly empty their spirit remains when you are not there to perpetually fill the vacant space. Your steadfast silence inflicted far more lasting damage than any argument or confrontation ever could have achieved. And the profound beauty in this outcome is this. Now that you have surgically cut the cord, your vital energy is flowing back, powerfully and relentlessly, into your own life. Your confidence skyrockets. Your clarity returns with dazzling speed. Your foundational peace grows exponentially. Your stalled blessings finally begin to move again. Because parasites don't merely steal energy. They act as massive, obstructive blocks to everything good. Removing them completely unlocked the torrent of abundance and opportunity the universe had been patiently saving and reserving specifically for you. They are currently mired in withdrawal. You are experiencing a transformative rebirth. They are starving for sustenance. You are growing into your potential. They are collapsing under the weight of their choices. You are rising to new heights. They lost the unwitting host. You lost a draining parasite and chosen one. Understand this clearly. That is the universe protecting you with divine intervention. Your absence cursed their path. Your complete detachment freed you entirely. Now they choke on the very life force they once scorned and mocked, and you are finally able to breathe clean, restorative air again. Number 3, they chased better and fell face first into nothing. Walking away from you was never a path to freedom for them. It was the exact moment their entire existence catastrophically downgraded. Chosen one. They genuinely believed they were running toward the promise of greener grass, a superior landscape. But the brutal, unavoidable truth slammed into them like a physical brick wall. The supposedly better options they so eagerly chased were nothing more than digital filters and cheap, superficial sparkle that fades upon contact. They abandoned your meticulously kept garden. The single, sacred place where everything flourished and grew abundantly only because of your unique, vibrant energy, and sprinted headlong straight into a desolate, dead field, a barren landscape that inherently cannot sustain or grow a single living thing. That profound reversal is not the universe being petty or vindictive. That is the principle of karma being relentlessly punctual. Let us be honest about the dynamic. You were never the problem in the equation. You were the unparalleled prize. They didn't walk away because you somehow lacked something fundamental. They walked away because they fundamentally couldn't handle the magnitude of someone with your depth, your unwavering loyalty, your undeniable presence. People who do not possess a firm grasp of their own inherent worth will always frantically run after shiny, fleeting illusions. And here is the stinging punchline. Illusions are deafeningly loud and exciting in the beginning, but they inevitably become tragically silent in the end. Silence is the echoing void in which they are now slowly, desperately drowning. Imagine someone carelessly dropping a rare diamond of immense value because they momentarily saw a patch of worthless glitter reflecting on the ground. Glitter appears exhilarating until the inevitable rain hits it. Then it instantly melts into nothingness. That is precisely what happened to their prospects the moment they left you. You were the diamond, possessing true weight, crystal clarity, and lasting value. The universe intervened and didn't allow them the reprieve of coming back, because it is actively protecting you from anyone who foolishly believes surface-level excitement holds more worth than real, enduring substance. Here's another illuminating parallel. Picture someone abandoning a stable, custom-built house because they were mesmerized by a glittering, high-definition hologram mansion. Everything in the hologram looked massive and exquisitely beautiful until they tried to confidently open the door and the cold realization hit them. It wasn't real, it was air. That staggering moment of impact, that immediate, crushing disappointment, that accurately defines the state of their life right now. Regret doesn't merely reside within them. It is an unwelcome guest that now sleeps directly beside them every night. If you find yourself wondering why their previously stable world is suddenly crumbling, why all their recent choices backfired with such destructive velocity, here is the undeniable truth. When someone recklessly abandons a blessing, the universe replaces that blessing's life with something exponentially better, not theirs. You are currently leveling up in spectacular fashion. They are sinking deeper into the mire. They are standing in spiritual dirt, desperately staring at a life that feels profoundly empty, while vividly remembering the vibrant garden they themselves destroyed with their own two hands. Their downgrade is not a random accident. It is divine confirmation. Confirmation that they grossly misjudged you. Confirmation that they mistook your rare, profound value for something common and routine. Confirmation that your absence cursed their once promising path and simultaneously blessed yours, and chosen one. Nothing haunts a person with more devastating intensity than the sudden realization that the supposedly better life they relentlessly chased was, in fact, merely the painful beginning of their inevitable downfall. They desired greener, more fertile grass. Now they are stuck permanently in dirt that will never, ever grow anything back again. Number 4, you were their shield and they destroyed it themselves. Karma did not need to hunt them down aggressively. It simply walked right in the moment you graciously stepped out of the way. Chosen one, they openly mocked you and spoke ill of you with the misplaced confidence of someone who had zero idea their entire operational life was being painstakingly protected by the very person they were so disrespectfully pushing away. Your presence in their life wasn't just emotionally comforting or supportive. It was an impenetrable shield of pure energy. You consistently absorbed the devastating hits that were rightfully meant for them. You softened the intensity of the massive storms they never even knew were rapidly approaching their shores. You stood as a living barrier between them and the natural, unavoidable consequences of their own self-inflicted chaos. And the moment you finally walked away, the universe simply stopped holding back the deluge. If you've ever paused and wondered, why did everything suddenly fall apart for them so swiftly after I left? Here is your definitive answer. You weren't merely present in their life. You were actively protecting their life. You were the essential buffer, the thick wall, the necessary barrier that consistently kept karma and consequence from completely wiping them out of existence. They foolishly thought they were inherently lucky. They arrogantly thought they were completely untouchable. No, they were merely covered, buffered, and hidden by your protective energy. And when they critically mistook your loyalty for weakness and aggressively pushed you away, karma itself didn't somehow get stronger. They just lost the only person strong enough, energetically stable enough, to hold its force back on their behalf. Imagine this vivid scene. Someone walking cheerfully in the torrential rain under the safety of your umbrella while simultaneously complaining about you the entire time. They don't offer a word of thanks. They don't appreciate the essential cover you provide. Then one day you deliberately close the umbrella and calmly walk off. Suddenly they are instantly soaked, freezing, and utterly exposed. That storm was never going anywhere. It was always raging above them. They were simply far too arrogant and self-absorbed to notice who exactly was reliably protecting them from its brutal reality. Or picture someone boasting loudly about how nothing bad ever happens to them. All while you are the one quietly and consistently sweeping up their catastrophic messes before the universe can fully observe them. They erroneously thought the clean floor meant they were divinely blessed. Nope. It meant you were relentlessly doing all the preventative work. And the precise moment you stopped sweeping, the accumulated mess instantly swallowed them whole. And the fundamental facts don't lie or bend. People who rely on someone else emotionally and energetically to function will always suffer the most excruciating collapse the moment that foundational support system disappears entirely. Sleepless, terror-filled nights, devastating financial losses, string of monumentally bad decisions, fake friends suddenly revealing their true predatory nature, betrayals flooding in from every conceivable direction. These sudden events are not random accidents. This is the immutable law of cause and effect in action. This is the universe and karma diligently collecting the massive bill they arrogantly thought they'd never have to owe. You did not place a curse upon them. You simply ceased standing in front of the inevitable bullets they were continuously firing at themselves. Chosen one, their unavoidable downfall is not an act of revenge. It is simple geometric reality. And the harsh, sobering truth is this. They were never truly ready or equipped to face the world without you. Now, they have absolutely no choice in the matter. Number 5, the universe pulled you out because they refused to grow. You were not merely their loss to mourn. You were, factually, their last viable lifeline. And they, in their arrogance and immaturity, spit directly on the hand that was frantically trying to save them. Chosen One, you were never some random, inconsequential person casually crossing their path. You were, spiritually, the turning point they were supposed to rise dramatically from. You were the urgent wake-up call they desperately needed to hear, but they were not spiritually or emotionally mature enough to properly answer that call. The universe deliberately placed you in their life as if you were a final exam, a final non-negotiable warning, a final chance to dramatically level up their existence. Instead of humbly learning from your powerful presence, they openly mocked it. Instead of evolving alongside you, they stubbornly resisted the necessary change. Instead of truly listening to wisdom, they scoffed and laughed. So, the universe did what it always unfailingly does when someone flagrantly wastes their last, best shot at transformation. It removed you entirely. If you have ever anguished over the thought, why did it feel like I was the only one aggressively trying to help them? It's because you were the help. You were the rescue rope tossed out. They were systematically drowning in the deep waters of their own self-defeating habits, their corrosive ego, their deeply broken patterns, and the universe mercifully tossed them one last, buoyant chance. You. But they gazed contemptuously at the rope, smirked dismissively, and haughtily turned away as if they could effortlessly swim on their own. Now, the truth of their delusion is finally catching up to them. They're not swimming capably. They are rapidly sinking. Imagine someone trapped and surrounded by flames in a burning house. A firefighter heroically breaks the door open, reaches their hand out in a final gesture, and says, "Come on. This is your one and only chance to live." But instead of gratefully taking the offered hand, they laugh derisively, brag about how they can handle the intense heat, and foolishly tell themselves they're fine, perfectly capable. Then the firefighter is forced to walk away because there is nothing left to be done to save a willing victim. That firefighter was you, and the thick, suffocating smoke filling their life now, that is the direct result of their own catastrophic choices. Or picture someone desperately staring into a mirror that, for the first time, finally tells the uncomfortable, brutal truth. Your presence illuminated and exposed exactly who they really were deep down. Selfish, cripplingly insecure, lazy with their personal growth. You were the necessary mirror they needed to see, but instead of embracing change, they savagely smashed it to pieces. And when the mirror mysteriously disappears, the only thing remaining to guide them is the utter darkness they themselves diligently created. Here is an immutable fact they will never publicly admit. People do not actually fear losing a person. They fear losing the person who forces them, through their very existence, to see themselves clearly and truthfully. Your fundamental existence demanded their evolution. Your powerful, positive energy pulled them toward the daunting work of becoming better versions of themselves. But some people cling to their old, toxic identity like it's a trusty life jacket, even when that life jacket is the very thing steadily dragging them under the current. Now the universe has decisively stepped back from the drama. No more gentle warnings, no more soft, introductory lessons, no more unwarranted mercy. Because once a chosen one is strategically removed from the equation, the resulting message becomes devastatingly brutal. You failed to grow and evolve when growth was offered freely. And chosen one, the universe did not take you away from them simply to punish them. It took you away for the highest purpose, to protect you. You were never meant to perpetually carry someone who steadfastly refuses to walk on their own. You were never meant to endlessly guide someone who resolutely refuses to see. You were never meant to tirelessly teach someone who willfully refuses to learn. They were given their precious chance. They wasted it completely. Now their harsh teacher is pain. Their difficult lessons are direct, unavoidable consequences. Their inescapable classroom is regret. The universe did not capriciously abandon them. They, in their self-importance, abandoned their own chance at redemption and growth. And losing you, that was the final, indelible warning they will truly never be allowed to forget. Number 6, they tried to shrink your light and created a fire they can't escape. They mistakenly thought dimming the radiance of your spark would somehow magically make them shine brighter. Instead, their attempt only fully exposed exactly how dark and hollow their world truly is. Chosen One, the petty people who tried so hard to make you feel small and insignificant are now suffocating slowly under the intense, inescapable brightness they so desperately failed to extinguish. They relentlessly poked at your inherent confidence. They arrogantly rolled their eyes at the ambitious scope of your dreams. They whispered your name in private like it was a pathetic joke, secretly hoping you'd internally second-guess your own immense potential. But chronically insecure people always, without fail, target the brightest light in the room because that light unflinchingly reveals how little natural glow they possess on their own. Let's decisively answer the crucial question sitting squarely in your mind. Why did they try with such fierce determination to break me? Because your inner fire starkly reminded them of their own paralyzing lack of ambition and drive. Your burgeoning dreams were a constant, painful reminder of their pervasive stagnation. Your magnetic, unique personality reminded them of how painfully dull and uninteresting they felt inside their own skin. You were never a threat to them. They felt profoundly threatened by your existence. Imagine this powerful scene. Someone trying feverishly to blow out a single candle flame, not fully realizing that the candle is spiritually connected to a whole network of roaring flames. The harder they blow with malicious intent, the more essential oxygen they inadvertently feed to your fire. That dynamic was you. Every calculated insult they threw your way was potent oxygen. Every seed of doubt they tried to plant in your mind was powerful, accelerating fuel. Every single petty attempt to dim you only fed and strengthened the resulting fire. Or picture someone aggressively shutting the heavy curtains because the powerful light of the sun is simply too bright for their comfort. The sun itself doesn't fade or diminish in the slightest. The room just gets perceptibly darker for the person hiding inside. The curtains represent their consuming insecurity. The sun is your unstoppable, natural energy. They hid from your truth because they fundamentally couldn't handle the power of your glow. And here is yet another powerful image. Think of a powerful, volatile spark trapped inside a tightly sealed box. They tried to box you in, to limit your potential, to force you to question yourself and your abilities. But sparks trapped inside boxes don't gently die. They build immense, terrifying pressure. And one day, they violently shatter the confining box completely. That explosion of freedom and unleashed potential, that is your inevitable rise into power. Here's the uncomfortable fact they will never verbally admit. People who consistently try to diminish or belittle others are always secretly terrified of what those same people could spectacularly become once they realize their power. They didn't want you to fully realize your staggering power because the precise moment you did, you would instantly no longer need them for anything. And that, exactly, is what triumphantly happened. You woke up. You evolved beyond their comprehension. You broke out of the box. Now your fire is a magnificent force they cannot possibly touch, cannot copy or replicate, and absolutely cannot compete with. You are not a weak flicker anymore. You are a consuming wildfire moving relentlessly through everything that once held you captive or tried to pull you back. Your glow is so spectacularly strong now that their entire diminishing existence looks dull and dim in comparison to your light. And the most excruciating, painful part for them, they are forced to witness this unstoppable transformation happen from the isolating shadows, from an unforgiving distance, from the suffocating dark place they foolishly trapped themselves in. Chosen One, they tried desperately to dim your fire. Instead, they accidentally created a blaze that will haunt them every single time they watch you ascend. Number 7, the moment you left, their whole world went colorless. They didn't just lose you as a person. They irrevocably lost the only thing, the only external force, that ever made their life feel genuinely alive and worth living. Chosen One, the profound day you walked decisively out of their life was the day the universe immediately flipped their entire functional world into stark, flat black and white. Your presence was the rich, full color palette that made everything in their vicinity feel vibrant, intensely exciting, and bursting with profound meaning. You were the reliable warmth in their otherwise cold mornings, the electric spark in their tedious routine, the living, urgent pulse in their empty, stagnant chest. They never possessed the vocabulary to say it openly, but you were the concentrated saturation in their chronically dull existence. And when you vanished, the brilliant color instantly bled out of everything they touched. If you've ever secretly wondered, do they genuinely miss me? Do they even recognize the gaping void of my absence? The answer is indelibly carved into the very structure of every part of their current life. They feel you missing acutely in every strained smile they attempt to fake. They feel your profound absence every time they frantically look for excitement and find absolutely nothing but flat, monotonous gray. You weren't merely someone passing through. You were their very life force, and losing you was like instantly unplugging the whole functional world around them. Imagine this powerful visual. A magnificent painting that once looked intensely vibrant suddenly washed entirely in grayscale. No depth, no underlying emotion, no discernible spark. That is the devastating reality they now inhabit. You were the passionate red in their roses, the serene blue in their vast skies, the shimmering gold in their rare victories. Without you, everything feels profoundly muted, unbearably dull, and agonizingly repetitive. Picture someone arriving at a vibrant, sensory overload carnival, surrounded by flashing lights and chaotic noise, but internally feeling absolutely nothing at all. That's their state at every social gathering or party. Now they mechanically go through all the expected motions, but their soul is permanently checked out, empty, emotionally numb. Not because the external world fundamentally changed, but because the source of their subjective experience, you, did. Here is the undeniable fact. Humans inherently attach deep emotion to people, not to inanimate places or things. When the pivotal person who brings fundamental meaning disappears, the entire external world loses all meaning right alongside them. That is why everything now feels so desperately faded. They didn't just lose a lover or a friend. They lost the essential emotional oxygen that allowed their world to breathe and function. They chase new bodies for intimacy, but there's no genuine warmth there. They chase attention, but there's no actual thrill or excitement. They chase pleasure, but there's no lasting satisfaction. Everything feels cheap and counterfeit because you were the only singular element in their life that ever felt authentically real. And the pervasive irony cuts them deep. They once haughtily claimed you were too much, too intense, but now they realize you were the only foundational element that made their world worth anything at all. Chosen one, their world is permanent black and white because the restorative color was always, inescapably, you. Number 8, your exit ripped their mask off. Now their true self is exposed. They didn't suddenly transform into someone terrible after you left. They simply ran out of reliable places to hide their true nature. Chosen one, your strategic absence achieved what your generous, covering presence never needed to do. It brutally exposed them for all the world to see. The intricate mask they wore so confidently, the manufactured charm they desperately hid behind, the utterly fake personality they used as currency to impress people. All of it fell apart and disintegrated the very moment you decisively stepped out of their life. You were the bright, warm light that made them appear human and functional. Without that crucial light, everyone finally sees the cold shadows they were fundamentally made of. And if you are still wondering, was I genuinely the one holding their whole carefully curated image together? The answer is an absolute yes. You were the essential stability underpinning their false identity. The warmth that efficiently covered their innate coldness. The vital energy that made them falsely seem more alive and engaged than they truly were capable of being. You didn't just walk away from a person. You systematically unplugged their entire illusion. Imagine someone wearing a spectacular costume in a completely dark room. No one can see the cheap fabric, the small cracks in the structure, the unfortunate stains. They look convincing, even undeniably impressive. But the moment the lights violently turn on, every flaw is starkly exposed. Every lie becomes instantly visible. Every deep-seated insecurity screams its existence. You were that light, and when your powerful light disappeared, the ensuing darkness ironically revealed everything they had tried so hard to conceal. Or picture this, a dramatic visual of a vampire moving confidently at night, charming everyone he encounters, successfully pretending they're full of robust life, until the sun inevitably rises. Then the undeniable truth burns right through their fake skin. That's their current agonizing reality. Their true, exposed vampire is caught in the blinding daylight, slowly burning under the honesty your absence brutally forced upon them. Their assumed confidence was always borrowed. Their superficial kindness was merely copied behavior. Their perceived strength was a fabrication. Your leaving instantly stripped away the entire illusion. And here's the unavoidable fact they despise the most. People are starting to notice the change. Friends they used to effortlessly fool now see the profound emptiness behind their practiced smile. Strangers instinctively feel the desperation radiating in their energy. The people they tried so hard to impress now see right through their performance. Their aura, once so expertly masked by your powerful, stable presence, now screams overwhelming insecurity and profound neediness. Without your energetic support, their spirit broadcasts one singular, desperate message. I lost the person who made me consistently look better than I could ever be on my own. Let's answer what might still be running through your mind. Why didn't people see their true, exposed self before now? Because your generous energy covered their massive flaws. Your pervasive kindness softened their sharp, cold edges. Your unwavering loyalty made them falsely seem reliable and stable. Your mere presence granted them credibility and respect they had never authentically earned. You made them appear like someone genuinely worth trusting and investing in. Without you, they are reduced to nothing more than a hollow shell frantically trying to act whole. And the brutal, ultimate truth, they lost everything of value when they lost you. Not because you were their romantic partner or companion, but because you were, fundamentally, their power source. Their mask stayed perfectly fastened only because you kept their entire world in a precarious balance. Once you left, the resulting imbalance tore everything open and exposed their weakness. Now people whisper. People overtly question their motives. People actively step back and distance themselves. Their fabricated stories don't cohesively add up anymore. Their practiced charm falls completely flat. Their fragile confidence cracks audibly mid-sentence. They are utterly exposed, and the entire world sees it clearly. Chosen one, you didn't lose anything of value by walking away. You simply lost a life-draining parasite. They lost the core foundation of their entire public image and functionality. Your absence didn't just strip away their mask. It fundamentally destroyed the elaborate stage they performed their life upon. Now everyone sees them exactly as they are, a person struggling to breathe. And that devastating truth burns them down every single day. Number 9, they weren't just dead weight. They were your blessing blockers. They didn't just hurt you emotionally. They dramatically slowed your entire destiny and stalled your progress until you finally had the courage to let them go completely. Chosen one, the uncomfortable, harsh truth is this. The single biggest curse operating in your life was never their subsequent betrayal or actions. It was the simple, continuous fact of their presence. Their dark, stagnant energy acted like a massive clog in your spiritual pipeline, preventing upward flow. Their self-generated chaos relentlessly tangled up your essential peace and clarity. Their toxic insecurity systematically dimmed your rising confidence. Their endless drama suffocated every attempt you made at personal growth and evolution. You weren't stuck in life because you personally failed at something. You were stuck because their dead weight was constantly attached to you like an anchor you never fully realized you were painfully dragging along. If you've ever sincerely asked yourself, why did my life feel so monumentally heavy with them in it? Why did everything feel chronically stuck and unable to move? The answer, in retrospect, is shockingly simple. Their destructive energy was pure poison to your inherent spiritual progress. The universe diligently kept your most valuable blessings on hold and in reserve, because genuine blessings cannot survive and flourish in toxic soil. And you were tirelessly trying to grow and bloom while someone else's overwhelming negativity kept relentlessly choking the very roots of your life. Imagine trying desperately to fill a clean, empty cup with perfectly clean water while someone else, at the exact same time, keeps pouring corrosive dirt into it. That was the daily reality of your life with them. You were constantly trying to heal, to evolve, to grow stronger, while they were actively contaminating everything good you touched or attempted to build. Their mere presence didn't just marginally slow you down. It aggressively halted your entire divine flow and trajectory. Or picture this vivid scenario. A beautiful, meticulously tended garden with rich, fertile soil and perfect seeds ready for life. But malicious, parasitic weeds keep wrapping themselves tightly around every delicate stem, stealing all the essential sunlight and nutrients. No matter how much love and attention you pour into the garden, it absolutely will not bloom until those choking weeds are systematically removed. They were those spiritual weeds. The very instant you violently pulled them out of your life, the entire garden instantly sprang back to life and began to thrive. Here is another clarifying example. Think of a highway covered in massive, fallen debris and insurmountable wreckage. You kept frantically trying to drive forward, to accelerate your life, but the path ahead was completely blocked and impassable. You incorrectly thought something was profoundly wrong with your car, your speed, your fundamental direction in life. But the truth was far simpler and external. Someone else's monumental chaos was physically blocking the way forward for you. Once you successfully removed them from the equation, the road cleared instantly, allowing for rapid movement. And here's a non-negotiable fact you absolutely need to hear and integrate. When someone with profoundly bad, stagnant energy is allowed to remain in your life, the universe will often intentionally hold back your expected blessings, not to punish you for their choices, but purely to protect you from losing the gifts. Because what is the actual point of giving you a massive opportunity? Overwhelming abundance, crystal clarity, professional success, or deep peace? When a toxic person attached to you will immediately destroy or corrupt it the moment it physically arrives. That is precisely why the minute they were gone, everything in your life started moving forward at an accelerated pace again. Doors opened that had been rigidly stuck for years. A sense of profound peace returned like it had never left your soul. Your mind became exponentially clearer and sharper. Your heart felt noticeably lighter and freer. Your confidence soared. Your life path straightened itself out. Blessings multiplied rapidly because the massive, energetic blockage was finally and permanently removed. It wasn't you who was the problem. You weren't broken or flawed. You weren't inherently unlucky. You weren't behind schedule. You were simply buried deep under the mountainous weight of their external chaos. Your garden wasn't dead or incapable of life. It was just suffocating under the pervasive control of those destructive weeds. Had no business being there in the first place. But now look at the landscape of your life. The noxious weeds have been pulled completely out by the root. Your garden is flourishing. Your flowers are not just surviving, they are robustly thriving. Your rightful blessings, the abundance and joy that were eternally reserved for you, are now cascading freely, exactly as destiny intended. Chosen one, understand this profound truth. You did not experience a loss when they departed. Instead, you gained unimpeded access to the reservoir of favor the cosmos had been holding just for you. They functioned as a constant dam, obstructing your streams of abundance. Their departure was not a mere breakup. It was the seismic event that initiated your necessary breakthrough. This upgrade in your existence wasn't some fortunate coincidence. Your life exponentially improved because you finally identified and evicted that malevolent influence, that corrosive spiritual burden that cloaked itself flawlessly as a human connection. Number 10. Your unique essence, your undeniable presence, was a sacred rarity in their existence. And now your definitive absence is a spiritual debt, an inescapable curse they are utterly unable to outrun. Music. They did not simply lose a partner or a friend. They sacrificed the one singular source of pure, enduring light, the only light robust enough, that possessed the power to survive and counteract the profound, self-created darkness they carry within their own soul. Chosen one, pause and observe their current state of being. Their nights now stretch before them, interminable and cold, each one feeling like a desolate year. Their days are heavy, weighted masses that press down across their chest, an endless spiritual fatigue. Their heart, it feels like a vast, empty ballroom, abandoned and echoing, with every window shattered, letting in only a frigid draft. No pleasure can genuinely warm them. No new ambition can ignite them. No casual replacement, no matter how hard they search, can ever fill the profound vacuum left by you. Every subsequent connection they attempt feels profoundly shallow, lacking the depth and resonance you provided. Every temporary distraction they grasp at, the noise, the crowds, the fleeting indulgence, dissolves and fades into nothingness far too quickly. Every clumsy, panicked attempt they make to genuinely move on collapses miserably before it can even find traction. Why? Because they are finally forced to absorb the absolute truth the universe tried desperately to convey to them much earlier. Your divine presence was an extraordinary, undeserved gift, and your inevitable absence is the catastrophic, self-inflicted curse they willfully brought down upon themselves. Visualize this scenario. Someone standing in a terrifyingly long, unlit tunnel. In their hand, they hold the single, irreplaceable lantern, the only source of navigation. Yet, in their arrogance, they deliberately smash that lantern, convinced that some superior light source would spontaneously, magically manifest. They actively ridiculed the warmth and clarity of your light while it was theirs to keep. But the instant the light vanished, the absolute, suffocating darkness instantly swallowed the path. Only then, in the paralyzing fear of the void, did they fully grasp the unparalleled rarity of that singular lantern. That essential lantern was you, chosen one, and the terrifying, palpable darkness they currently inhabit? That is the physical manifestation of your calculated silence, your deliberate distance, and the relentless speed of your ongoing evolution. A haunting, constant reminder of the precious source of illumination they foolishly annihilated. Consider a different picture. A vast home possessing only one magnificent window, the sole conduit for true, life-giving sunlight. They, driven by ego or folly, carelessly shattered that essential window just to make a destructive point. Consequently, every chamber in their house is now oppressively cold, perpetually dim, and utterly devoid of life. No lavish new draperies can conceal the damage. No collection of artificial candles can generate the light or life that was lost. You were that radiant, vital sunlight. The act of losing you did not merely subtract warmth from their life. It instantaneously flash-froze their entire emotional landscape into an Arctic wasteland, leaving them incapable of genuine feeling or connection. If you're wondering, do they truly register the magnitude of this loss? Is their regret genuine? The cosmic answer reverberates louder and clearer than their brittle, decaying ego ever could. Yes, they feel the crushing weight of it every single day. They are choking on the memory of your light. Their deeper soul understands the catastrophic error, even while their superficial pride venomously rejects the admission. They possessed a profoundly rare and irreplaceable presence in their life's narrative. And let this be absolute. The universe, in its wisdom, will never, under any circumstances, deliver them a second chance or a lesser, recycled version of you. And your current string of undeniable victories? Those successes cut them far deeper than any shouting argument or bitter confrontation ever managed. Every genuine, unburdened smile you now display is irrefutable evidence proving their fundamental misjudgment of you. Every blessing that pours effortlessly into your world now serves as a resounding echo of their epic mistake. Every achievement you confidently collect is a stinging, tangible reminder of the expansive life they could have flourished alongside, but instead, they carelessly and maliciously ruined. The universe is not engaging in petty punishment. It is administering a slow, profound, and utterly permanent lesson in consequence. Chosen one, your authentic presence was a balm. It was the catalyst that brought temporary healing to their fractured spirit. Your permanent absence is now the inescapable mirror that ruthlessly exposes the rot beneath their facade. You were the irreplaceable gift they willfully squandered. Now, your majestic, accelerating evolution is the defining curse that will loom over them and shadow their life path indefinitely. And chosen one, you now possess the crystalline clarity to see the ultimate truth. Your presence was a sacred opportunity they contemptuously mishandled, and your deliberate absence has solidified into the inescapable curse that defines the landscape of their eternal regret. You did not suffer a loss by choosing to walk away. Instead, you achieved boundless clarity, reclaimed your divine power, and stepped firmly onto your rightful, sovereign path. If this specific message resonated deep within your spirit, please affirm it by pressing the like button if you have not yet done so. And if you are still observing from the sidelines, ensure you become an official part of this growing family by subscribing now. Your support fuels this critical mission forward, and your personal revolution, Chosen One, is truly just beginning.